Good morning. You are listening to Leo Love Affairs Queens Radio on Anchor. This is Luna with your Leo horoscope for this week. There aren't too many major transits going on in the forecast this week, so you are getting a break from the universe when it comes to heavy emotional stuff. Some planets are changing signs and Mercury is turning direct, but it's a forward motion kind of week that feels really good overall. This is not to say there is nothing on the agenda for you this week, as some serious work moments are coming your way that should feel pretty good for you. The transits this week, however, are minor and impacting your day-to-day stuff, and nothing earth-shattering should come your way this week. Now, love and romance start the week for you on Monday and Tuesday, when the Sagittarius moon enters your fifth house of romance and fun. This is an ideal time for sharing your emotions with loved ones. Your social life will benefit from increased popularity and generosity. Intimate relationships will benefit from openness and honesty. New relationships would be based on these same genuine qualities. Mutual respect and understanding can lead to very successful personal and business partnerships. This is a time of good feelings and happiness. Also on Tuesday, you have Venus entering Pisces in your 8th house of resources and secrets in a transit that will last for several weeks and be very fulfilling for all of your relationships over the next few weeks. The week continues on a detailed note with you thinking about work and tending to the little details about everyday life under the Capricorn moon between Wednesday to Friday. The moon in Capricorn is working your sixth house of details at this point of the week, and you are taking the lead on some work matters and tending to those little things. A mesmerizing allure brings extra attention when socializing. A smooth and non-threatening style of communication makes this a good time to ask for favors and convince others to your way of thinking. When making plans for your future, you can see the larger picture and not get distracted by the minor points. Relationships will benefit from your compassionate and spiritual nature. Follow the laws of karma, and the universe has some amazing things in store for you. Remember to be on your best behavior, as this 10th house activity has all eyes on you as the week wraps up. By Thursday, Mercury retrograde ends, and Mercury goes direct in your saucy house of transformations. A blast from the past may arrive, or you may be feeling like a warrior when pursuing a big vision or global matter. This could be a long-distance issue as well, and it's not out of the question for you to be pursuing a romantic matter. And you should. Come Saturday, Mars enters Gemini in your 11th house of big dreams. You are pursuing some big goals, and when you follow the laws of karma, you may see some big ones come true. You may also have some fun times with your children over the weekend. You finish the week feeling positive about work and life in general and ready to take on whatever's next. But it's also a nice week of solitude for you in some ways, as some things do come full circle for you. Don't be surprised if foreign matters and work and love all merge in your life this week, Leo. And it will feel good. Have a blessed week, Leo. Thank you for listening to Leo Love Affairs, Queens Radio on Anchor. This has been Luna with your Leo horoscope for this week. Make it great.